But if the will is an illusion, the very idea of evil is evacuated. In the absence of good and evil, what fills the vacuum? Desires and dislikes. They drive the neural circuits unsupervised. As C.S. Lewis warned, when all that says it is good has been debunked, what says I want remains. In other words, government by materialists must mean government by entities that, on their own testimony, doubt moral responsibility. We should hardly be surprised if such a government dehumanized its subjects, because it must deal with citizens as a farmer deals with livestock, humanely at best, and without assuming that they have moral understanding, free will, or a higher purpose than the one determined by the farmer. So even though Pinker's solution, treating science and ethics as separate games, won't work, his concern about the consequences of the denial of free will is quite legitimate. The language of mind, consciousness, and self. Having failed to explain away the mind, some materialists have turned to an interim strategy, banish terminology that refers to it. As Karl Popper explains, we shall be talking less and less about experiences, perceptions, thoughts, beliefs, purposes, and aims, and more about brain processes, about dispositions to behave, and about overt behavior. In this way, mentalist language will go out of fashion and be used only in historical reports or metaphorically or ironically. When this stage has been reached, mentalism will be stone dead, and the problem of mind in relation to the body will have solved itself. Recently, archaeologist Peter Watson complained in New Scientist that it isn't happening fast enough. The social, psychological, and cognitive sciences remain stuck with pre-scientific words and concepts. For many of us, the word soul is as obsolete as phlogiston, but scientists still use such imprecise words as consciousness, personality, and ego, not to mention mind. Perhaps it is time that, in science at least, imagination and introspection are remodeled or, preferably, retired. Artists can have fun with them, but the serious business of the world has moved on. Watson provides no evidence that words such as consciousness, mind, and imagination create a problem for anyone other than the promissory materialist. Language is a group project, after all, and words that have truly lost meaning become obsolete by common consent, not banishment.